It's 8 o'clock, and this is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, September 3rd. I'm Patricia Naft. Bud Light will be taking over Crested Butte this weekend, but only some people are invited to the party. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Only Gunnison County residents and Bud Light contest winners can enter the party zone that covers three city blocks in Crested Butte. Tom Martin with the Crested Butte Marshal's Office is asking people to visit the town another weekend.
Sorry we can't invite everybody, but it's just what it is. The venue won't hold anybody else as far as crowd size.
Martin estimates thousands of people will be there.
I've hired some outside officers. There'll be about 20 police officers present in and around the venue. And Bud Light has a security company hired out in New York that'll provide us with 90 additional security officers.
Bud Light paid the town $500,000 to take it over. Town streets and light posts will be painted Bud Light blue. Some of the people who live in Crested Butte are not happy about the event. However, some business owners who are part of it are pleased. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
A stretch of I-70 was completely closed yesterday afternoon. 10 miles of road between Debec and Parachute were shut down after CDOT crews found a suspicious cylinder device on a bridge at mile marker 62.8. The road was closed for about 4 hours. The Colorado Health Department is proposing some new rules about medical marijuana. Right now, a caregiver can grow marijuana for up to 10 patients and receive a waiver to grow for even more. These new rules would put a hard limit at 10, no exceptions. This would only impact 4 caregivers in the state, but the Denver Post reports that one of those people is a grower in Boulder County who has 90 patients, most of them kids, with epilepsy. There will be a public hearing September 16th. In many parts of Colorado, when you dial 911 to report a fire, the firefighters who put it out are volunteers. In fact, these volunteer firefighters who have other jobs serve half of the state's population. And as Benta Berkland reports, an ever-shrinking pool of volunteers is leaving many communities at risk.
Britta Horn lives on a ranch between Vail and Steamboat Springs. She works full-time as the Rout County Treasurer and is running for re-election this fall. Horn is also a part-time emergency medical technician in nearby Eagle County. And not to be outdone, she also volunteers as chief of the Rock Creek Fire Department in the town of McCoy. They serve about 350 year-round residents. The closest fire department was about 40 minutes away, and then 9/11 happened.
We never had a station before that, or a fire department before that, and we realized we really need to do something. We need to take care of each other.
Rock Creek now has 8 volunteers, including Horn's daughters, one in high school, the other in college. Other members include an accountant and a teacher.
And we're always shorthanded. Well, I think especially in these mountain communities, it's so expensive to live.
The challenges with volunteer fire departments in Colorado mirror those across the country.
Gary Breeze heads the Colorado State Fire Chiefs, a support and education group for fire departments across the state.
We're short of volunteers, and we're trying to reach out and recruit more, but it's a seriously uphill battle.
According to data compiled by Rocky Mountain PBS iNews, Colorado needs an additional 3,500 volunteers just to meet national fire safety standards. Breeze's group recently won a federal grant to recruit volunteers and train departments to improve retention, but
it's a catch-22.
That's because strict training requirements that can take up to 6 months to complete, including weekends and evenings, can be an obstacle for newcomers.
You want well-trained people, but at the same time, if you put those requirements in front of them, becomes increasingly hard to get them and keep them. So one of the things the state fire chiefs are doing is developing a 36-hour safe firefighter training course.
Even so, it will be up to individual fire departments whether to adopt a shortened training schedule. While the state doesn't mandate training for volunteers, most departments do require them to pass national certification tests.
You know, volunteer firefighters, their training and participation in the certification program is every bit as tough as a career firefighter.
That's Mark Quick. He's the state training director for the Division of Fire Prevention and Control. He spent a decade as a volunteer firefighter in the Denver area.
It was hard to make training, hard to pull yourself away from the family, extremely hard to explain to your wife that you're going to give up another Saturday to work at this fire department where you're not paid, you're not compensated.
The iNews data also shows how the growing lack of volunteers threatens public safety. National fire safety standards recommend 6 people responding to a call within 14 minutes. In Colorado, it takes on average 18 minutes for fire departments to respond to calls, with fewer numbers of firefighters.
With our staffing numbers, and what we're charged with protecting. There's so many scenarios that keep me sleeping extremely light.
Sean Simon is a captain with the Leadville Fire Department, which covers an area more than twice the size of Denver. He started out as a volunteer several years ago when the department had 15 volunteers. It now has 2 and 9 paid staff members.
If we get 2 calls back to back or at the same time on different ends of the county, we can look at a half hour, 45 minute response time that somebody's not gaining service. It puts us in a terrible position. We show up ready to work and ready to help, and that's really all we want to do. And when we're not able to do that, we feel like we're failing. We take it very personally.
Being a volunteer has also lost some allure, according to firefighters working in the field. Younger people, especially in areas like eastern Colorado, are moving away to take jobs in larger communities. And volunteers must spend a lot more time fundraising. That's something Rock Creek Volunteer Fire Chief Britta Horn knows all too well.
We struggle keeping afloat, keeping the money coming in, being able to get some equipment and then much needed equipment.
There are federal funds available to help volunteers cover part of their education costs and a state grant for new gear. But Colorado still has a long way to go to break the backlog of recruiting more than 3,500 volunteers over the next 3 years, and making sure once they sign up, they're given the resources and incentives to stick with it. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Up next is Jeff with the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.